Good morning. We are continuing Chayyim Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Klal Daled. We learned Siman Aleph outside, and we're going to skip Siman Beis. Siman Gimel discusses the possibility of actually embarking on Shabbos. Until now, we've been talking about embarking earlier in the week. The Tzarech Mitzvah, one can embark on Erev Shabbos, and now the Chayyim says, that, is there any possibility of embarking on Shabbos itself? So the answer is yes. Number one, it has to be for purpose of a mitzvah. So in a case where it's Mutar Erev Shabbos, we're not going to discuss the possibility of leaving on Shabbos. The two concerns of leaving on Shabbos is that we have, it looks like the person is swimming, and we have the issues of a person actively going outside of his tchum. His tchum is not on the boat. As opposed to the scenario before where the person was lamala minister, he doesn't have a din of tchum. He does have a din of tchum. He was in his house, beginning of Shabbos. The person's tchum is decided at the beginning of Shabbos. He was sitting in his house, or sitting in some makam on the ground. So now he's actively leaving on Shabbos. So how can we address these problems to allow a person, the tzarech mitzvah, embark on Shabbos? Regards to the second issue, which is being kind of shvisa, establishing their place of dwelling for Shabbos, the solution is to get onto the boat Friday night before sunset, Friday afternoon, be there during the whole Ben Shmoshes period, and establish the boat as their makam for Shabbos. So then when they leave the next day, they're not going outside of their tomb. They're staying within the boat, and the boat is moving, and that the boat is moving above 10, so they are never actively leaving their tchum, as opposed to when they would be in their home, they have a tchum established, and the tchum which establishes their home, and now they're leaving from beyond the tchum of their home. In this situation, they are not leaving beyond the tchum of their home. Their home is the boat, which they established by being their Ben Shmoshes. The Ramah adds, it's a preferable to, besides just being there, but to actually make Kiddush, to sort of publicize that this is your place. Once the Ben Shmoshes period is completed, a person can actually leave the boat, go back onto the dry land, come back onto the boat right before it's about to embark, and embark on Shabbos. So that'll address the tchum issue. What about the other concern? The concern of the fact that it looks like the person is doing something which is akin to swimming. And eventually they'll come to swim, and then they'll come to potentially create some type of flotation device, which would be problematic on Shabbos. So Chazal answered this because of the concern that it's within the realm of swimming. So again, this solution addresses that. The reason why being on a boat is akin to a flotation device, because the boat is just a way to sort of move on the water. But over here, he established his home on the boat Friday night. So it's not just a place for him to be on the move on the water. This is his home. So it doesn't look like he's swimming. However, this condition only works by a boat which has rooms. So it is somewhat similar to a house as opposed to a flat raft. That this solution would not work. So the case of Tzarech Mitzvah, the person establishes Shvisa there at the beginning of Shabbos by spending the Ben Shmoshes period there. The person makes Kiddush there as well to publicize that this is his place, Kiddush as he eats the meal. Then he can leave the boat if he so desires and go back onto the dry land and then come back and embark on Shabbos. So that would be the scenario. However, if the boat only arrives on Shabbos and then embarks again on Shabbos, this would be impossible because he was not able to establish his dwelling place, his shvisa, on the boat Friday evening, Ben Shmoshes, going into Shabbos. If a person does this, and he travels on the boat, he has the right to move around the whole boat. He eventually, if he comes to a port of call on Shabbos elsewhere, he cannot leave the boat and move around the city where he arrived. with some limitations in that regard, in some cases where that might be permitted. So that's the vehicle, the system which Allah Chazal set in place, Halacha set in place to allow a person to actually embark on Shabbos. We'll see one or two more points here in the klal, and then Bishop, we will move on to the next klal, which is the halachas of lighting the Neiros on Shabbos. Meanwhile, have a good day.